Addressing the Security Council, US Ambassador Nikki Haley urged delegations to act quickly on a draft resolution proposing a further strengthening of sanctions against DPRK. She added that she would be requesting a vote on the text in 7 days' time. Russian Federation Ambassador Vasily Nebenzia told journalists later that although everyone in the Security Council meeting had condemned the test, he was not at all sure that more punitive measures would resolve the crisis.
Whatever measures we are planning now, I'm not sure that they will influence the other side to abandon what they have been doing. And this is not the way to get parties at the table to seek for a political solution, which we are all in favour of.
Earlier, UN Undersecretary General for Political Affairs Jeffrey Feltman told the New York body what was known about the nuclear test at the weekend, DPRK's sixth to date. Mr. Feltman said that monitoring stations had picked up evidence pointing to an unusual seismic event in an area previously used by DPRK in nuclear tests. Experts estimated the yield of the most recent exercise at between 50 and 100 kilotons, around five times more powerful than the weapon that destroyed Hiroshima in 1945. The UN official added that media in DPRK had reported that the bomb could trigger a devastating electromagnetic pulse attack. Its aim is to cause widespread damage to power grids and electronic systems, including satellites. As the Security Council considers its next move, Mr. Feltman told its members that the UN Secretary-General was counting on them, amid rising tensions, for wise and bold diplomacy to break the cycle of provocations from the DPRK. Daniel Johnson, United Nations, Geneva.